coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hi, everybody. Norm Borg here. Racing under saddle is something that has sort of blossomed, almost exploded in Canada and the United States. It's always been popular in Europe, but it is really coming to the fore on this side of the pond, and we're delighted to see it. It's a very exciting, if you haven't seen it, it's a very exciting form of trotting racing, and it incorporates some of the race flow that you might see, say, in a thoroughbred race. So there's always some action going on. There have been some successful test runs, if you will. One held most recently at Mohawk. There was a previous time trial held in which a world record was broken with Chantel Sutherland Cruz being the rider on that particular occasion over at the Meadows. So lots to talk about with the lady on the other end of my line. Her last name is a name that's very familiar to trotting people. She is of the famous Walker trotting family of Walkerton, Hanover area, and she joins me on Trot Radio. Julie Walker, you are also the president of Racing Under Saddle Ontario, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Tell me how long Racing Under Saddle's been around.
It's been around for years. I first saw it in 2005 in Europe. That's when it kind of stuck with me how exciting it was. In Ontario, I believe Rena Rakila started it about 3 years ago. There was a few exhibition races here and there, and I took over this year, and it's been a hit.
It certainly has, because not only have you had the exhibition race at, for example, Mohawk, won by I'll Be There with Emma Jane Wilson. But you've had, for example, in the States, of course, another Canadian jockey, Chantel Sutherland Cruz, setting a new world record for an under saddle trot. So you're right, it is picking up. I know Meadowlands has had them. Coming up in the short bit of time that's left of the summer, you've got some other under saddle races going. One's in London, I understand, right?
Yep.
That's October, what is it, the 8th?
18th,
but there's one before that.
Yep, Leamington. Leamington Fair is having one October 6th.
What are the advantages of under saddle racing from a tactical standpoint? My first impression is that it has more of a thoroughbred type race flow.
Yep, and that's what excited me when I first saw it in Europe. You know, horses were parked all the time, and they were head to head, and it was extremely exciting. That's when it first got me. For Rough Ontario, I think that's one big thing is it provides standardbred fans with something a little different. It brings new fans out, and it's a different style of racing.
It is, and you're right, it is more exciting, and I'm not trying to besmirch our dear game, but you know, I think one of the knocks that has been put against harness racing that it's so predictable. Once they get past a quarter, they're in single file, and it almost becomes like watching an Olympic indoor bicycle race. And so it doesn't attract some of the, say, thoroughbred bettors who are not afraid to bet with both hands, and those are the types of wagers we need. So, yeah, I think that's an exciting thing. I want to talk about the park out. Now, my take on this is that With there not being a harness, or rather a sulky, there's not going to be that drag. So really, is there such a thing as a park out and under saddle?
I don't think so. I think it was funny because I raced my horse at Mohawk, and people were saying, well, he got parked the whole way, and that's tough on him. And I thought, well, no, it's not really, because there's not much room. They're so tight. They can fit up, you know, they can squeeze through smaller holes, smaller spaces, and they can stay in a better pack, a bigger pack.
And you don't have to worry about hooking wheels.
No.
I want to talk about the Chantel Sutherland Cruz time trial at the Meadows. What were your thoughts on that?
It was a great race. I mean, it was great to see somebody with so much importance in the thoroughbred world cross over to the standardbred world. I think she maybe could have done her research a little more.
How
with
so?
The way to ride, how to ride a standardbred, how to rate a standardbred, you know, how to come off the wings and really feel. I mean, the thing with a standardbred is there's a limit, and then they have to go into a gallop.
Right.
You don't get that with a thoroughbred. I think that to feel a standardbred and to know your individual horse, or just a standardbred in general, that limit that they have, and I guess that's rating a mile.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that a lot of jocks perhaps aren't that used to because they go so many varying distances. What about Emma Jane Wilson? How did she come to get involved in the event on Super Final night, and how do you think she did? I mean, obviously she won, but how would you compare the two riding styles?
Well, Emma was lucky because she got to learn from Chantel. They're good friends, and I know she watched the race over and over, and she came out to train with us on Tuesday, the Tuesday before the race, and she did a phenomenal job. That day she rode with the girls, and they talked on the racetrack, and she felt the horse, and she listened to veterans like Rena Rekila, and she really took it all in. She was amazing.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this. Has the lack of speed in these events been an issue at all?
No.
No way.
No, we have to put a cap on our speeds more or less because right now we're dealing with classes that are like at the Mohawk race, we had a 5,000 claimer, we had a non-winners of two, we had a top condition horse. So to rate those miles is at least we rate them to the three quarters. It keeps it competitive, and that speed makes it very competitive right now.
Well, something again, how many how far can we take this thing in terms of speed, really? I mean, does it have to be speedy to be exciting? My argument would be no, because again, there's so much flow to the race. I wasn't paying attention to the fact that what did they come the three quarters in? Was it 1:30 or something, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. I mean, that didn't bother me at all. I was really getting excited by just watching the race. Now, how soon do you think racing under saddle will be part of a regular wagering platform?
I hope it is next year.
As early as next year? Is that a distinct possibility?
Yes. This year, so when Ross Ontario started this year, our first thing was to sit down with the ORC and to Standard Bred Canada and decide how this was going to work. We don't need to just go out and do exhibition races anymore. We need it to benefit the standardbred, like the horsemen of this industry. That's our big thing. If we get people out to see the races, that's great, but it doesn't really benefit us because eventually those people aren't going to come because it's boring and it's old.
Right.
So this year we needed to sit down with OHA and COSA and run a full year of exhibition races and get the support from the horsemen, and that's what we did. So then next year we can gain, like this winter, what we need to do to gain wagering for next year is we need to up the Standardbred Canada licensing. This year it was a big thing for us to stay professional. Stay, our riders and our horses all be professional. To up that just a little bit more, we're going to sit down with Standardbred Canada and we're going to make sure there's fitness testing and that stays very professional. We can adopt some of the rules from the thoroughbred rules and keep some of our standardbreds. So that deals with the ORC, so the rulings, and then we've already sat down with the CPMA, and they are always up for new ways to gamble or even just, to get
Really?
gambling.
God bless you. You must have a magic touch.
So the first.
That's a, now I'm in trouble with CPMA. Anyway, what else is new? No, really, that's fantastic. If CPMA can get on board, that's a wonderful thing, and it's what we need. Now, do you see this going in the direction of, for example, having certain trotters that are just basically under saddle types, they seem to perform better, then breeding those, and then down the road, perhaps having some trotters that are better on turf as opposed to the regular track. Is that where you see this going?
No, I see it more going in the aspect, like I've talked to European trainers, and what it does is it gives, say you have a top trotter and he's been racing and finishing fifth in the open classes and trotting in 53. They would be able to drop him into a race under saddle, under different conditions, because the conditions would be however you're conditioned in racing under saddle and however you are conditioned in the sulky, and maybe drop down and freshen that horse up. I see it more like that, like if we can get some series and get some dates, then the trainers will be able to focus on days that their horses are going to get to race
Okay, now
instead
let
of
me
being
ask you
that.
this. Pardon me for interrupting. With that, with dropping them down at a saddle, would there be, for example, races of varying distances then?
that is something that could come for sure. Yep.
Okay. Well, you know, this sounds terribly exciting. You've laid out a plan. It's obvious that your people at Russ Ontario have done this in a most professional manner, and anything that helps the sport. I mean, you know, frankly, as a jughead myself, I get a little tired when thoroughbred fans say, you know, you guys are boring. Horses get boxed in harness racing like they don't in thoroughbred. But, you know, so it's kind of nice to see something new and something exciting come to our game that I think is going to be a game changer.
Where we want to go with it, too, is to introduce this this new sport, and with the new sport, maybe a new way to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's huge. I mean, like I said, that's where the horsemen are going to benefit from this.
Well, you've hit this right on the money, and it's great that the horsemen are on side. And it's, I just see it creating a lot of great opportunities for our sport. Julie Walker, thank you so much for this, and continued success.
Thank you very much.